Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from my couch on January 10th, Two Oceans 13. Since last I spoke, you listened, John DiMaggio showed up at the UCB Theater at 10 minutes to 8, thinking the show was at 8. Of course, it's at 7. He felt really bad about it, and we'll reschedule him to appear soon. Last night we did a Benson movie interruption of Taken 2 at Cinefamily in Los Angeles with guest interrupters Wayne Fetterman, Brendan Walsh, and Paul F. Tompkins. And I'll play the incredibly difficult to understand audio from the beginning of that show at the end of this mini boner ep. Next interruption at Cinefamily is on January 28th, and the movie will be Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2. And if you're a member of CineFamily, you and a guest can come to a potluck interruption this Sunday, January 13th, where we'll spend an afternoon slash early evening watching some TV awards show. You know, the one, the awards show that's this Sunday, January 13th. Can't say what it's called for legal reasons, but I think you can figure it out. And speaking of awards, the Academy named names today, and I am officially bored with awards season. There is nothing to be excited about or root for in this Oscar race, in my opinion. I'll start with the snubs. John Hawkes gave what I thought was the third best performance by a leading man in The Sessions, after only Daniel Day-Lewis in Lincoln and Denzel Washington in Flight, but somehow he didn't make the cut at all. There are no nominations whatsoever for Dark Knight Rises, not even in the tech categories, Academy. Nothing for End of Watch, Perks of a Wallflower, Looper, Cloud Atlas, Bernie, all of which deserved something, at least one or two nominations apiece. Is that so hard, Academy? Congrats to Les Mis for adding a shitty new song just to get a nomination for original song and succeeding with that ploy, with that shitty song. And kudos to the director's branch of the Academy for not nominating Tom Hooper as director of all those interminable close-ups in Les Mis. I love that there's a Les Mis movie. I don't love his direction of it. Thanks to categories like special effects and costumes, both Snow White movies from last year are Academy Award nominees that I'll never see. And since they got so many nominations, I will have to sit through Life of Pi and Amour, two movies I might not have seen if they didn't get nominated for Best Picture, but at least only one of them is in 3D. Saturday, January 19th at 4:20, the third Tournament of Championships will conclude at the Nerd Melt Theater at Meltdown Comics in Hollywood, schedules permitting, of course. And next Tuesday at the free Doug Loves Movies taping at UCB, it's 7 o'clock, John DiMaggio, 7 o'clock. That will mark the return of the delightful Chris Evans, who may or may not be drunk and may or not be bringing along two of his show business friends, schedules permitting. Now please attempt to enjoy the opening of last night's movie, Interruption. And as always, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is a shithead.
Hey, everybody. Happy birthday, Hadrian. You did it. You're having a birthday. Very proud of him for that. And proud of you guys for coming out on a Wednesday night, 10 o'clock p.m. Benson Movie Interruption. It's past my bedtime. I'm just going to crash out. But I got three friends of mine to come down here and help me interrupt Taken 2. How many people here have seen Taken 2? Applaud. And how many have not seen it? That means everybody else who waited, like me and all of my guests, have not seen this movie. I was just like, as soon as I saw the trailer, I was like, I'll watch that at CineFamily. And my dream came true. And to help interrupt Taken 2, please welcome Wayne Fetterman, Paul F. Tompkins, and Brendan Walsh. Whenever you just have a seat, whenever you want to pull the tape off, like a bridge opening, or a some sort of store opening. Yeah, just right, sit right there in front of the...
Here.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's good. Brendan can have that that couch down there. Paul is...
I just want to sound the best on the podcast, Doug, when you release this. So I'm just going to do this right next to your phone. Is that cool?
Yeah, I'm just hanging out right on top of my phone.
So I'll be the one person that people are not mad at. Or they're extra mad at because they've turned it up to hear the other people...
Yeah,
and then I come in and...
You're booming in their heads.
I might as well be screaming and yelling, but I'm talking in a very measured tone.
I'm yelling right now. I'm screaming.
Okay, that's Wayne Fetterman, everybody. He'll be the soft-spoken one this evening.
Thank you, man. Thank you. It's good.
He's the most scholarly of this panel. You are a film lover.
And I am writing the Independent Spirit Awards again this year.
Oh, that's awesome.
No one knows what that is, but it's
you have three woos.
They play it on a cable network that some people have.
The I and the F and the C.
IFC, I do not have it on my tremendous... I've got 1,000 channels and I don't have IFC. It's confusing.
What tier?
I don't know what it does. I just want the guy to fucking get out of my apartment. So I'm just I'm just like, yeah.
Looking it up.
I'm just like, dude, I can live without IFC.
Yo, Wayne.
Yeah.
You college graduate?
I went to college.
Didn't answer my question.
I know.
That's Paul Tompkins, everybody.
NYU. NYU Tisch School of the Arts.
NYU.
Tisch, but I didn't study film, study acting.
But did you graduate?
Close. But it is on my resume that I graduated.
Look what... Does it say specifically, and I graduated? Tisch School of the Arts. P.S. I graduated.
No one noticed. It doesn't seem weird that I'm so nervous about that.
You went there. That's half the battle.
But
yeah, listening to special skills graduating from college.
You just have to get a certain amount of credits. That's all you have to do.
You seem frustrated about it to this day.
Well, it's a little bit of an embarrassing thing. It's a little bit of a
go back and finish.
But I wasn't able to do it. But I still, like, for my parents, it was a thing.
I'm a college dropout, Wayne. Fuck all that shit. Yeah, college dropout. Self-made man, Wayne.
Can I ask what college you couldn't make through? You couldn't make it through?
Temple University.
Temple?
Yeah. The same one that Dr. Cosby dropped out of. But then he went back. I didn't go back.
You didn't. No. Now that you've gotten a certain amount of notoriety, have they contacted you?
First of all, I don't like the way you stress certain amount. As if you needed to let me know you're not as famous as Bill Cosby.
True. Now that you're vaguely known as some microcosm.
And finally, Brendan Walsh is also here. I don't mean to interrupt you,
Brendan,
guys.
You go to college. Did you go to college?
I attended college.
Did you graduate?
I did not.
Oh, interesting.
Doug? Four for four.
Doug? Yeah, we all did. We're all college dropouts.
You hear that, kids? You could be on a couch one day, too.
Yeah,
do what you do, kids. Do what you do.
Theater. You could be in the front of the theater with microphones if you dropped out of college. That was a fucked up system. We are the last people that should have microphones in a movie theater. In the sanctity of a movie theater.
Who's the funniest college grad comedian?
Well, now that all you guys admitted to you, that
you
I would have assumed you
Robert
all
Klein,
graduated college.
Robert Klein.
Probably Richard Pryor.
Rich, was he a college grad?
No.
That was a good fake out.
Klein? Maybe. Do you think Seinfeld is less funny than Klein?
Is he a college graduate?
Oh, yeah.
No, I beg your pardon. Wait. Everyone knows Jerry Seinfeld, a college graduate.
Yeah, he was roommates with Al Gore. So I mentioned Brendan Walsh is here, and I wanted to ask Wayne a quick question before we get into showing the movie, and that is, every year you compile, you actually have at the ready a list of your favorite films from the previous year,
right?
In this January time, and you always share it with me. And I always love it because he doesn't insist on naming 10 movies.
It's ridiculous.
Like the first year you did it, I think you had 4. And this year, your top number movies are how many?
2.
2. You have 2 movies.
Two movies
that are worthy of being on a list.
Right. That's right.
Of the best of all of those movies
from
last year.
And to show you how shitty a year it was in film, both of those movies are flawed. Both of the movies are flawed.
I think your list is twice as long as it needs to be.
Yeah, it sounds like that's painful.
I just feel like, I don't know why obviously it's the first double-digit number, so people are like, yeah, let's make that the number that we have to make for a list.
Do you think people were excited when numbers went into double digits for the first time?
I do. Like, this is unknown territory.
Like, all the way back then, you think you were like, oh, we're going to do it, you guys! This is exciting!
They didn't think it was possible. Yeah.
Then they'd be like, let's have a countdown.
But let me
finally, we have the perfect number for a countdown.
But in a weird way, if you go Roman numerals, 2 is double digits. And 10
right,
would be
well,
a single
you
digit.
Clearly got the closest to graduating from college of all of us. And what are your 2?
First of all, I know a lot of people like whatever it's called, Life of Pi or something like that. That is an
example
of what it's
Life
called.
Of Pi, yeah. Yes.
House of Pi. I don't know what it's called.
I call it Tiger Boat, but go on.
But that's the kind of movie where people like, oh, this is good. This is an Academy Award nominee. And that's the kind of movie I can't tolerate at all. I can't tolerate that. Because it's a cartoon and it's never happened. So now I'm like, it is. It's like an animated cartoon. Did that tiger look real to anyone? Like running up onto the boat? So that's
your number one.
That's my number one bad movie. Okay, people are going to disagree, so we're going to do it right now.
Let's do it. Let's get it over with.
I get 2 flawed movies that I enjoyed. I like Django Unchained.
Boom!
I really thought it was very entertaining. And, I needed a little more profanity, but it was a little more racial epithets, but that was... I just feel like he's a cut above the other guys doing it, as far as directing and writing movies.
Okay.
Yeah. And then this one, I'm going to get booed. I know I'm going to get booed on this.
Can't wait. I don't think so. I think.
But I am I'm a soft.
No, I'm going to boo him.
Inside.
I'm with you, Paul.
Everybody else, though, is good.
I just feel romantic comedies are hard to do, and I thought Silver
Linings. Just say it. What did
Silver
Linings
play for? I know you hate it, Doug. I know you hate it.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. There's some very talented
but
people involved.
But at the end, you didn't feel anything. Is it possible that you feel anything?
I felt like there should have been more dancing. For a movie about a dance contest,
right.
There's not a lot of dancing. There's practicing,
right.
And then there's one other team is going on in the background, and then they do their dance, and that's a competition.
But the dance contest, the whole idea of it doesn't happen until, it's not even mentioned until, what, an hour into the movie or something?
I know, stupid trailer gives it away, though. The trailer makes it look like it's about a dance contest.
And I was just very taken by her performance as well.
Oh, her performance.
Ooh, yes.
Dude, I think I read you, Wayne.
I really liked her performance pants.
Yeah.
I was rather taken by her performance.
Yeah, okay.
So that's it. So I can talk about any
the
other
The ladies
movie.
Love Bradley Cooper or something for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those were the two. I mean, obviously, I've seen most of them, and so that's where I'm landing. That's where I'm leaving 2012. It's certainly
you know,
not. What was that crazy one that took place in New Orleans?
Oh, yeah, yeah, Lincoln. Wayne, what was that? The paper boy? The paper boy?
No, the black girl, and she's like.
Right?
Oh, Beast of the Southern Wild.
Oh,
can
yeah,
see,
yeah, yeah,
can
yeah.
You see
the bathtub.
That
took place in the bathtub.
Couldn't, but that had Sundance. Studio written all over. That had like we've been working this at a Sundance workshop for 5 years.
No dance contest.
It's a magical wisp of a movie.
So
Wayne, what did you think of Le Miroir?
Yeah, what did you think of whatever he just said?
Did you say Men in Black 3?
Yeah, what did you think of Men in Black 3?
Le Miserable. Well, here's the thing with the miserable.
Is this one of those HTTs?
Wait, this is how you should answer it. I'm not a chick. I didn't see that.
Okay, I understand. here's the real answer. One, I call it the miserables because I don't speak French.
Sure.
Two, seen it twice. I've seen it twice.
Right. Didn't make your top two.
Did not make my top two.
I only saw the other ones once.
So I think I might agree with you, Wayne, in that I don't think Les Miserables is a terribly good movie.
It's not.
But
good.
I'm happy that there's a movie of Les Miserables that I can look at.
Because we have like we both like the musical theater. That's not your thing, Paul?
Oh, no. You know, I like my football and my professional wrestling. The Super Bowl Shuffle. That's like musical theater, right?
85 Bears. Nice reference. Yeah, so I've seen it twice, and it's severely flawed movie, but let me say one thing that's great about it. The story and the music.
That's two.
That's two things. Okay. Then I'm not going to say one thing. Both of those things. I figured out what the problem with that movie is. It's that they wanted to sing on the set. Shoot, now I don't like when people say on set, by the way. Want to sing on the set.
Right. But they made a big thing out of that. Like that's when they make a war movie and they say all the actors went to boot camp.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care how you got there. Just as long as it's on the screen and it doesn't seem wrong. Musicals have been singing to playback on the set since the invention of sound.
Also,
and it's never been a problem.
Yeah. Right. And the going to boot camp thing, that's only, I think, effective if your movie is about guys going to boot camp.
But none of them went and fought in a war.
Good point, Professor Tompkins.
Professor Dropout.
College Dropout. Oh, Professor Dropout.
I wouldn't mind that as a nickname.
Well, you've got it now.
Professor Dropout.
Have you seen the guilt trip, Wayne?
Yes, I did see the guilt trip.
How's that?
Probably number three. I saw it four times.
Wait, time for number three.
I saw it four times.
Parental guidance.
You know, it's what it looks like. It's exactly what it looks like. It's what it looks like. And so it's.
I think I would enjoy it.
You would?
I think so. But like, you know, on a plane or something.
Yeah.
It's not gonna race.
I would recommend it for an iPad Mini.
I saw a couple of commercials for it, and I thought it seemed like it could be a charming movie. And then I saw another trailer for it where Seth Rogen says, I have to go across country for the most important business meeting of my life. And I was like, oh, forget it. I didn't know it was one of those.
That's the only way.
Josh Molina on Twitter today said, I feel like with a little bit of effort, Guilt Trip and Parental Guidance could have been one movie. Just a phone caller.
Well, this has been great. Thank you for sitting there while we all just talk amongst ourselves. Do you guys mind if we just skip the movie tonight? Just keep doing this? Because this is really fun. And I can't vouch for Taken 2. But let's try to have as much fun with it as we can.
I assume everyone on the panel.
We've all not seen this.
We've all seen Taken, though.
I have not.
You have not.
Brendan has not seen
Taken. Do I need to fill him in on what...
Was a gas.
Somebody wants to say you haven't seen.
Do you want to fight me? Everyone's on their feet. Let me ask the audience.
It's outrageous.
Audience, are the people here that would like a recap of the first Taken? Okay.
Yeah, just you.
All right, so do you want to describe what happened?
Well, with you.
Taken 1.
What's happening? Paul's He's acting it out. He's in the water.
He's going to go to the restroom.
You got to go run out and see Taken real quick.
Taken a shit.
Oh.
Sorry, we're not going to stop that. Great. Thanks for ruining the night. Okay, so
Taken is about this guy played by Liam Neeson. Liam. Now this is the fourth. This is the fourth Liam. I have a microphone. Right?
I know. That's
There's
what I'm saying.
Back there, though.
That's why I'm saying with the mic, it makes no sense to be yelled. Like right now, they can hear.
Finally, someone is on hand to tell me when I'm hosting too loud. My own presentation.
Go ahead.
I think it was my enthusiasm that was getting
to you. Okay, so Liam Neeson has a daughter.
Yes.
Well, she's like a college age, right?
Sure. Do you think you could describe this movie? Can you do it without shouting?
So anyway, Liam Neeson has a daughter, and at one point, the highlight of the movie is... She calls her dad in a panic on the cellular phone because some people have broken into her apartment. And he's like, there's two things you should remember. You should know right now. You need to get under the bed and then...
They're going to take you.
They're going to take you. They're going to take you.
And she doesn't say, why did I get under the bed?
So it's very chilling. It's okay. Chilling. And he says to her, oh, also they're going to take you. And then they pull her out. Like, he knows what they're going to do. Because he used to be, in the CIA or something, right?
But he's got a very particular set of skills.
He's got, yeah.
He's got a very particular set of skills.
And those are mostly just being able to torture people until he gets information from them.
Okay.
Or kill them if they're in the way. And
to give under the bed advice.
Yeah, the under the bed advice.
But it's one of those where he is retired. He's done with these skills.
He doesn't want to deploy these skills.
He's reluctant to use
these
skills.
But they've taken his daughter. That's the only reason that he would use these skills. Except for now we're going to watch Taken 2.
where these skills are going to come in handy to protect both his wife and his ex-wife and his daughter.
Okay.
Spoiler. And a tiger?
But that's the whole first movie. His daughter gets kidnapped
and
he gets her back.
And yeah, he gets her back.
He does get her back, and but it's there's a badass quality to him.
Yeah.
And we've done three other Liam Neeson movies. He's like he's now the king of the Benson movie interruptions because now we've done Love Actually, Battleship, a guy just yelled.
Oh yeah.
But maybe he's just playing the game.
H5.
I play Battleship in every Liam Neeson movie from now on.
Wasn't he also
drive here in my Nissan that I called Liam?
And he's also the guy that saved the Jews in that movie, right?
Yeah.
Saved the Jews in that movie. If you're not exactly a film buff, the movie that Wayne's referring to is
Oscar.
It's a cult classic called Schindler's List.
Oh, I thought he was talking about Kinsey.
Save those Jews from a lifetime of repression.
Yes.
Repression.
Homosexuality is a curve. It's not a definite.
This is so much more fun than this movie we're about to watch.
But Schindler's List was, wasn't that Steven Spielberg's first Oscar for Best Picture, right?
Possibly, yes.
Okay.
I don't know for sure. But I think so.
I think that's right.
I think you're right.
Yeah, that's before.
I feel like Private Ryan won
after.
Private Ryan lost to.
No, he won for Best Director for Private Ryan, but the movie lost.
Private Ryan lost to that Shakespeare movie.
Yeah. I don't remember
that Shakespeare movie where he was in love. What was that called?
I have no idea.
Everyone Loves Shakespeare?
That's our next podcast,
starring Brad Garrett and Sir Francis Bacon.
Act two, Shakespeare.
Okay, a Battleship and The Gray. The Gray was a really fun one.
Yeah.
It's an interesting movie, yes.
And it's about old.
It might have made your list if you'd have seen it.
It's about old people.
The Gray?
Yeah.
It's Brian Dennehy. And
yeah.
It's a sequel to
Cocoon.
Cronin. All right. Thanks for coming, you guys. Please enjoy Taken 2.
Roll it.
And some quite weird cinefamily stuff first. Happy birthday, Hadrian.
Happy birthday, Helene.
That's right.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.